Just looking at, obviously, how climate change is impacting our health, could you give us some sort of insights into, well, just what this new research is revealing?
Sorry, absolutely. We saw the bushfires last summer, which unfortunately had directly killed 33 people directly in the fires. We also saw massive plumes of smoke that covered Canberra and then Sydney and eastern New South Wales, then Melbourne and eastern Victoria. And just that smoke was responsible for an additional 400 deaths, and it sent thousands of people to hospital for respiratory problems, but also heart conditions. The fires, so we kind of had the smoke plumes. We also had the fires that destroyed the communities and livelihoods, which have a severe impact on people's mental health. And we know from long-term follow-ups of people involved in previous fires that these mental health effects will last. So there was a 10-year follow-up to the people who are in hard-hit communities from the Black Saturday bushfires in Victoria in 2009, and that found that 1 in 5 people were suffering probable mental health disorders and were not receiving appropriate treatment 10 years after the fire.
As I say, it kind of brought it home to us last year when we did see, even here in Sydney, I mean, we know about rural communities being affected by these in the past, but even here in Sydney, we saw those enormous smoke clouds moving across the city. Looking at some of the numbers, according to this Lancet countdown on health and climate change, in the last 2 decades, the number of health-related premature deaths has increased by 54%. For people over 65. So this is really an ongoing issue we see climbing, and now I guess we're just being faced with the realities right in our own faces.
Absolutely, and the consequences of a warming climate, Australia is already warmed by about 1.5 degrees. The consequences of that are going to fall on some people much more than others. So we know old people are much more at risk from things like heat waves and from smoke. We know young children are more at risk. Also, there's a severe inequality with how people experience these things. So, you might remember the health advice during the bushfires and the bushfire smoke was kind of stay indoors and kind of lock up your house so the smoke didn't get in. And some people just don't have that opportunity. They have to go outside to work or to care for others. Or they live in older houses that kind of doesn't have that seal, so they can't even follow that health advice, which means they're more exposed to those risks. Or simply just being able to put the air conditioner on when it's a really hot day. Some people just aren't able to do that.
As I say, look, this is new research that's revealing some of these sheer numbers, but we've kind of been aware of some of this issue. The fact that climate change is not just an environmental issue, it is also a health issue for a number of years now. And yet when we address climate change, are we seeing the health concerns really addressed by governments, by bodies that are supposedly trying to handle climate change?
So not as much as we need it. We know the Commonwealth Government, Health Department, they have a long-term national health plan that was written last year in August, and that doesn't mention climate change or natural disasters once. And this is our long-term national health plan. We know that climate change is going to get worse, and kind of that attitude needs to change. Climate change needs to be a word that the Commonwealth Government says, especially in relation to health, because it is becoming, or is now, and is going to become a worse threat to the health of Australians. Similarly, we have the Australian Health Protection Principle Committee, the AHPPC, and they did a lot of really good work in Australia's pretty excellent response to COVID-19. And there should be a specific climate change subcommittee of this group to kind of lead a national approach, so we can start doing things on a national scale that we need to protect people from the real threat of climate change to their health in the future.
And look, I'm sure that comes into the national approach itself, but those on our front lines of health concerns, doctors and nurses and the like, what is the health sector itself doing to kind of combat the effects of this issue?
So there's a really big push from the health sector to take the health consequences of climate change seriously. There are big organizations like the Climate Change and Health Alliance and Doctors for the Environment Australia that kind of coordinate these efforts. There's an open letter signed by more than 4,000 people published in newspapers around Australia a month ago that said we need to take this seriously. They're not getting as much support as they need, both in terms of education. So there's not enough kind of discussion around climate change and education about dealing with climate change events to our health professionals. But you know, there's definitely the kind of the people in the health profession, they want to see change and they want help doing it, and it's just not necessarily there yet.
And I just want to bring it back to something you mentioned just before there, Will, mental health. You mentioned, of course, farmers dealing with mental health when they see their livelihoods destroyed by drought and by these extreme weather conditions we're experiencing because of climate change. I know a lot of young people that are kind of despairing at the state of the world going into the future, going, well, you know, if I do this in such and such for my career, is it really going to matter when climate change is out to destroy us all? Should I be raising a family? Should I be having children in this kind of environment when I have this incredible fear for the future and what it will mean if climate change is not being handled? The mental health aspects of this health crisis, do we have a real handle on them? Do we have a real handle on saying there is this specific climate change, future-fearing mental health crisis in our society right now?
No, so we don't really have a good handle on it. This idea of climate anxiety or climate dread is just now kind of being studied. Australia could do more on this. We have the Medical Research Future Fund, where the national government doles out lots of money for medical research. It could focus. It's currently not focusing on anything to do with climate change, but it could focus on this growing concern of climate anxiety that is kind of being seen more and more. We don't know too much about it. We don't know too much about the effects it will have on both the short-term lives of young people, but also their lives as they grow older. It's severely under research at the moment, and that needs to change.
Well, we'll do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning. It's the issue of our times. It's an issue that's kind of taken a bit of a backseat this year, but it is obviously an ongoing issue that is incredibly important for us to continue talking about. Really do appreciate your time.
Thanks very much.